USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. One big change in cable news is big enough, but there are two major cable news talent developments today. The latest at CNN.
Don Lemon and CNN have parted ways. This is according to a memo that was sent out to CNN employees.
CNN's Oliver Darcy broke the news on his own network. Lemon had already tweeted that he was fired and that nobody from CNN told him so to his face. He learned it from his agent. The news of Don Lemon comes about an hour or so after Fox News announced that it's parted ways with the highest-rated personality in all of cable news, Tucker Carlson.
We want to thank Tucker Carlson for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a long-term contributor.
Fox anchor Harris Faulkner with the news of Carlson's departure, a decision apparently made over the weekend after Carlson's last show on Friday. Diplomats from the U.S. may be out of Sudan, but more Americans are trying to get out. Some are in a U.N. convoy being watched over by U.S. military drones. As for the weekend evacuation of the embassy from Khartoum, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they told the warring generals about that plan.
We were simply going to get our diplomats out, and we urged them to let us do that safely. We made it clear that we would protect ourselves should we come under fire. But it was, no kidding, a dangerous operation, and obviously we're very grateful that it was able to be executed safely.
The former suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed a man when she mistook her gun for her taser is now out of prison after 16 months. Kim Potter served 16 months of the two-year sentence for the fatal shooting of Dante Wright. New kind of COVID's popping up, called Arcturus. The World Health Organization says it's behind a new wave of sickness that is usually mild. Arcturus started in India and is now confirmed to be in the USA and 31 other countries. This is USA News.
O'Reilly. Replace your worn-out wiper blades and see the road better with help from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Old rewards members get 4x points and receive a $5 reward with purchase. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Today includes the latest chapter in the drama that began on the floor of the Tennessee State House in the days after a school shooting in Nashville.
Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson will meet with President Biden today. Jones and Pearson were initially expelled by the Republican majority for protesting on the House floor just days after three children and three adults were killed in a school shooting in Nashville. A vote to remove Johnson didn't pass. I'm Skip Kelly.
California is ramping up efforts to go after traffickers and dealers in illegal drugs. The DA in San Francisco, Brooke Jenkins, is all for it.
We, of course, would welcome any help that we can get with making sure that we have sufficient staffing on the street to ensure that those who are visibly dealing drugs get arrested.
The governor's new plan includes using the California National Guard, but there's no word yet on how the troops would be used. Another concern, it's all about the sellers, according to Kanishka Chang with her group Together SF.
The other side of this is addressing the demand side. For today's announcement, while it's great, doesn't do anything there. So we're going to keep up the pressure to address the demand side. And what that looks like for us is fully funding recovery and treatment options.
The governor's promising the new effort will not criminalize those who struggle with drug abuse. Washington State may soon be the first to ban pre-employment cannabis testing. The bill's awaiting the signature of Governor Jay Inslee. Companies would still be allowed to keep their drug-free work policies. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.